You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News on your station 88.9 KETR. I'm Mark Haslett. Last week, Texas A&M University Commerce received a prestigious award in recognition of a program that's making a bachelor's degree affordable for people who started college but did not finish. The Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board designated A&M Commerce as the state institution receiving this year's STAR Award. That's an honorific given to the school with the most noteworthy contribution to the state of Texas strategic plan for higher education. The program that earned the award is called the Texas Affordable Baccalaureate Program. A&M Commerce Vice President for Student Access and Success Mary Hendricks says that it's the result of an initiative that began about 4 years ago.
The Texas Affordable Baccalaureate Program actually began about 2012 with Rick Perry's charge to develop a $10,000 degree or less. And we brainstormed ways to do that and also meet the needs of a population that had some college credit but no credential, and for a variety of reasons. It could be family, professional reasons, whatever. The thing that we discovered, most students are very mobile and they have busy lives, and so state and federal requirements require students to complete 25% of the degree requirements from an institution before they could be awarded a degree. Well, what we discovered, there's so many swirling students that may take a few hours at a community college, life gets in the way, they don't complete their degree, but they get close, but then they move or something happens and they never have an opportunity to really demonstrate what they know. They may be in the workforce and have acquired competencies and skills that can be demonstrated. So we brainstormed. We became a part of a national movement to look at competency-based education. And what that program is, in our model is, you come in, you take a pretest for a course, and you see where you are, and instead of having to repeat things that you already know, you advance to those areas in which you don't know. And so you spend time there. One of our students had 20 plus years in the military, really working with statistics and analyzing airline pathways and that sort of thing. So he had those skills. He breezed through our data analyst class. But art appreciation took him about 3 weeks. So that gives you an idea of the differences, and it's really a personalized degree for students. It's online, fully online, $750 per 7-week term. And they start out taking two courses, but once they complete those two courses, they can accelerate. And what we're finding is that that price threshold really serves as an incentive to accelerate instruction and completion.
So, what kind of degree do students get if they complete the program?
It's a Bachelor of Applied Arts and Sciences in Organizational Leadership. It's really designed for students who are working so that they can advance. It's looking at strategic planning. It's looking at how do you handle conflict? How do you work with employees? How do you really serve as a leader in any organization, whether it be business, a nonprofit? We have students who are working in healthcare that want to advance to administrative position but really don't have the skills nor the credential to do so.
If you're thinking it sounds a bit like a management program, Hendricks says there are some similarities between the organizational leadership program and a typical management course of study. However, Hendricks says that what A&M Commerce is offering here is less theoretical and more practical.
I think the difference is it's very applied. The theory is there, if they need it, to develop competency, but it's really focused on concrete evidence. They develop, for example, they have a portfolio that they can submit to an employer at the end of the program, demonstrating evidence that they have acquired competency. So I think rather than sitting and focusing on theory and taking multiple choice tests to demonstrate that knowledge, they're coming out with concrete evidence that they are competent for that employer.
Texas A&M University Commerce Professor Donna Smith is the director of the Organizational Leadership Program. She says that the students who complete the course of study are putting the newfound skills to good use, whether they're new to the world of work or if they're already in mid-career.
Some of our students have gotten promoted to that next level. For that next level, some of them have been into a managerial position. Some of the younger students have gotten positions, good positions, a little bit more than entry level because of the leadership skill. In this program, we teach more strategic thinking, thinking outside of the box, thinking the bigger picture. And so they are able to use that knowledge to talk to upper level managers and communicate and understand. They know what is expected. When you ask someone to go look at the external environment and kind of give me a heads up of what might happen out there, they know how to do that. And so they can lead any organization, whether it be for work or whether it be for volunteer. Several of our students have gone out and started volunteering for charity organizations so that they can use some of these leading skills that they've learned.
Smith says that the average age of a student in the program is 38, but that qualified learners of any age are encouraged to investigate the program to see if it makes sense for them. To accommodate people's work and family schedules, the course of study is entirely online, and financial aid is available. More information is available online at tamuc.edu. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.